Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Vinny Verga, who is president of Flooring America and Flooring Canada. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing very well, Kemp. How are you today?
Good, and thanks for inviting me down here. We're actually down in Orlando, Florida, at the Gaylord Palm Resort, and you're having your summer convention down here. And, you know, a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. We talk at these things every year. We've had 6 quarters of negative GDP growth. The economy's probably at the worst place it's ever been. I'd like to ask you, how's your membership holding out through this recession?
You know, our membership is amazingly resilient, and they've done a fantastic job. They're actually about 6 to 10% better than the industry right now, based on all the stats and numbers we hear. And actually, our members have been fantastic in hanging in there. We're very pleased. We actually have a net increase in our overall number of members.
I think last time we talked, you had 500 or so members, so you actually have been increasing the number of members.
We have. We're actually seeing more people interested in joining our group than at any time I know of in our history.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
I think this is a time when people say they need, recognize they need a little bit of help and see the value in a group like yours.
I think they realize they, you know, the same old thinking that got them where they are right now might not take them to the future. And so I think they're open to new ideas and new approaches, and we can certainly help them with that.
Well, let me ask you, what are you doing to help your members differentiate themselves?
We're focused on really right now advertising and marketing in a way that's dramatically different, that communicates to the customers the special benefits that we have at Flooring America and Flooring Canada. And those are benefits they won't find in any other retailer. So we're focused on announcing that differentiation through our marketing and driving more customers in. And it's a lot of it's around our private brands and our strategy in our private brands. For example, Soft Resista is one of the programs we have. It's a beautiful soft polyester program. It's private branded. It's a terrific product line, great coloration, and it's doing absolutely fantastic. A lot of value, which is very important to customers today in the marketplace.
Actually, I was able to sit in some of your meetings, and I think it's probably one of your most successful soft carpet programs you've ever had.
It is one of the best launches we've ever had.
Yeah, and in this economy, that's saying a lot.
In this economy, it says an awful lot.
Okay. So let me ask you, what do you think? Do you think at the end, as this recession, maybe we're, in a minute we'll talk about this, but where we are, we're probably near the bottom, maybe a little bit longer to go, but at the end of this recession, do you think there'll be fewer independent flooring retailers out there?
There's no question about it. We're seeing retailers drop, independent floor covering retailers drop right now. And usually as you get towards the end of this and the economy starts to turn around, a lot of people are hanging on and they don't have the capital to reinvest in the business as it starts to ramp back up. And so there's usually another fallout as the market starts to turn. So I suspect we'll see quite a few less.
And one of the things you give your members is as this thing starts to recover, you kind of tell them where they need to be focusing their time based on a lot of really good research, right?
We do a tremendous amount of homework on how the customer has changed and how financially they need to modify their business to really make sure that they're making money even now. When things are this tough, we're focused on how to drive profits and be profitable.
Those members that are staying busy right now and do have store traffic, what are they doing right?
A number of things. Some of our members, which have the highest amount of volume increases right now, are members who elected to move to our vision format. Those members are beating their peers in the same marketplace by over 20% right now. Actually, it's 22.5%. Huge differential. So that's one of the things that's been very effective for those members that have made that move. It's a whole new showroom. We've talked about it before.
Right.
So that's been effective. The other thing is marketing. Right now, there are customers out there that are willing to invest. You just have to get in front of them. And a lot of people have a knee-jerk reaction to an economy downturn. They eliminate all investment in advertising. And actually, you need to do the opposite. You need to invest more and drive, because there's fewer customers there. You need to get those customers to pay attention and come in. So our members that have been doing that have seen some significant successes. I actually have members who are comping positive and have all year long. And they're basically doing those things.
These stats you're throwing out, I know how you how you check how your own people are doing, you get those numbers, but how do you benchmark against industry standards? How do you find out what those numbers are?
Well, there's a variety of different resources out there, including we have sister companies within CCA Global Partners. We also have the ability to get benchmarks from the WFCA publishes different numbers. There's a lot of resources you can get to pull numbers and stats, as well as suppliers.
Well, can you give us a little bit of highlights about what you're telling? I mean, I know some of this is proprietary, but what are you telling your members at this meeting? And for one thing, I can tell you, you know, there this morning, the theme of this thing is taking the lead. It's leadership, e-commerce, advertising, and diversification.
And really, unfortunately, a lot of what we're talking about is very proprietary. It's based on a tremendous amount of research. But there are a couple of things I'd love to share with your audience, if that's all right. One of the things we're very focused on is converting leads or customers, no matter how you get them. being very active and aggressive about converting them into sales. A lot of retailers out there have salespeople who became very passive during the good years, and they haven't gotten aggressive enough now that the market's changed. And so we're very focused on making sure that members have very solid operational systems in place to be very aggressive with every single opportunity they get. And that's something any retailer can do and should do. So that's a big focus of what we're doing. And then we've done a tremendous amount of consumer research. Customers have changed dramatically today. I'm sure you know that. Probably your household has changed its buying habits a lot.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've adapted everything we do to go out and market to consumers to be significantly more effective and meaningful and talk to them in a manner that resonates right now and will get them to come into our stores. Because doing that today requires a different approach than we had just even a year ago. So our advertising and marketing have changed dramatically, and it's very, very effective in today's economy. That's another big focus on what we're doing.
Okay.
And diversification is always good. And in our case, we're talking a lot about how members can diversify by making their culture different and by doing things in a better way inside their store. So a lot of time around education and really making their people better at converting and being more effective on the floor.
Well, I got to admit, you know, I was able to sit in, and I know some of this I can't be too vocal about, but I mean, the research that they gave today is telling some details about what's in the consumer's mind, how long they take to actually make a decision about flooring, and what's their whole mindset, and what some of the triggers are to get them to buy. That's all very good information.
It's very, very important, and you've got to hit the note correctly. If you don't communicate to her the way she wants to be communicated to, she's not going to respond, and you're not going to get the traffic.
That's a good metaphor for a musician, right?
Hit it the is. Note. There you go. That's true. Thank you.
Well, Vinny, about out of time, I just want to ask you, so we're at your gold rush right now. You've got a lot of people, most of your members are out looking at the specials that your suppliers have brought to the show. And then tomorrow you've got another full day. What's on deck for tomorrow?
You know, tomorrow we've got a lot of wonderful things going on. We have rolling breakouts where we've got very in-depth dive into topics that are important to our members, some of the things we've been talking about, where we really show them not just the strategy, but actually the tactics on how to execute those programs in their showrooms and get them done. And so there are four more of those. We have some general session time. We've got some great speakers helping them understand ways to motivate their staff, things they need to do differently, sharing some more of our research. And then tomorrow night, we always end with a wonderful event. We have a big party planned. We're actually going to be out here by poolside. We're at the wonderful Gaylord facility, and we're going to have a nice blowout to celebrate what we've done so far and how well our members are doing.
Okay, and the attendance you've got, I mean, you've got a lot of your members came this time, right?
We're in the 85 percentile. 85% of our members are here, which is a testament to their commitment to each other and to the cooperative.
And the value you bring at this meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. We've been talking to Vinny Verger, who's president of Flooring America and Flooring Canada, at their summer convention, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.